The Razorback volleyball season continues tonight in Fayetteville. The Razorbacks face Mississippi. They met earlier this year, and at that point, Mississippi picked up a tough five-game win over Arkansas. Head coach Robert Pelizza says facing an opponent for the second time in a single season makes for an interesting match.
And, you know, it is good from the standpoint that it makes it easier, that you're more familiar with teams. So that certainly makes it easier. But the problem is that it makes it easier for them because they know you better as well. So now we just need to make sure that we keep our upper hand with better effort than the other team.
When you're playing a team for the second time in a season, you know what they did the first time around. They know what you did. Is this where kind of being a coach comes in? You try to change a little bit so you look different to them or not?
Yeah, you know, as a coach, definitely you need to take a look at what could we have improved or done different, and what do you think they're going to do different against you this time around? But this is really when you see what kind of team you really have. Because at this point, there's almost so much coaching you could have done by now. There's certainly some tactical adjustments you can make throughout the match and in preparation. But this is the time where you see your players, how much do they really, you know, want to take that next step and remember what happened before and are able to put in play some of the things that give them an advantage from the time before. So we're going to find out a lot about who we are in this second half.
Tonight's Dig for the Cure against Mississippi as well.
Yeah, it's a great cause, Dig for the Cure. When we do it, it benefits the Susan G. Komen Foundation. And as we know, it's a disease that can affect anyone, female, male. It doesn't discriminate. So anytime you can do something that can benefit a cause like that to help everybody, it's an exciting thing. So we're looking to put a good defensive effort and do a Dig for the Cure the right way.
Dig for the Cure tonight, you get a T-shirt with admission, and that T-shirt will help you get in, will not help you, will allow you to get into other events of Razorback performances later this year.
Correct. So, you know, if you get that T-shirt here today, for all the other Dig for the Cure events, it gives you free admission to those events. And, again, it's a great cause. It's a great cause that can affect any of us. And we really encourage you to come out and support the cause. There'll be a representative from the Susan G. Komen Foundation there that you can do your pledge while you're there. And we call it Dig for the Cure. The way we like to for people to look at it is for every dig the Razorbacks have, you pledge a monetary amount. You can go from $1 to however much you want to pledge, but a dollar goes a long way when everybody's pitching in.
You know, that makes it an unusual situation for you because I'm sure you'd love a 3-game sweep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, but there would be more digs if it went to 5.
Correct. So today, as long as we win, everything is a win-win. In 5, it will be a win-win for the Cure, and it will be a win for the Razorbacks. But again, you know, a lot of people just do a dollar per dig, and we range anywhere between 50 digs to 100 digs. So it's not like, I mean, it's cheap, but yeah, it's not substantial. It's something where everybody has the availability to give in a little bit.
Mississippi and Dig for the Cure tonight, Alabama Sunday, and then, you know, you're now 3-1 on matches you have immediately after these conversations. So I'm going to see if you can come back before the LSU in the middle of the week.
I would love that. I would love that. Thanks for having me.
All right, best of luck tonight.
Yeah, go Hogs.
Robert Pelizza is the head coach for the Arkansas Razorback volleyball team. The Razorbacks host Mississippi tonight at 7 in Barnhill Arena, and they'll host Alabama Sunday afternoon at 1:30.